This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday accused the West of ignoring Moscow's security concerns and of using Ukraine as a tool to contain Russia, though he said he hoped a solution could be found to end spiraling tensions. Putin said the Kremlin was studying a response from Washington and NATO to Moscow's security demands, but that it had been far from adequate. They were his first public remarks for weeks on the crisis, which has been fueled by fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Tensions between Russia and the West have reached levels not seen since the end of the Cold War, as Moscow has massed more than 100,000 troops near its borders with Ukraine. Western leaders have accused Moscow of preparing an invasion of its pro-Western neighbor and warned of severe consequences if it invades. Guinea-Bissau's president on Tuesday said he survived heavy fire for 5 hours during an attempted coup, which he claimed killed or injured many people in the unstable West African country. He told reporters he faced, quote, sustained fire from heavy arms for 5 hours with a military advisor, minister, and two bodyguards in the capital, Bissau, during a plot to, quote, kill the president of the republic and the entire cabinet. He said, quote, the attackers could have spoken to me before these bloody events that have seriously injured many and claimed lives. Coup-prone Guinea-Bissau struggles with a reputation for corruption and drug smuggling, and the president alluded to such activity. The former Portuguese colony is an impoverished coastal state of around 2 million people lying south of Senegal. This is VOA News. Disaster hit Tonga will go into lockdown Wednesday evening after the Pacific Island Nation reported two port workers who had been helping distribute international aid had become infected with the coronavirus. The urgent announcement by the country's prime minister appeared to confirm fears among Tongan officials that the aid pouring in following a devastating volcanic eruption and tsunami last month could also usher in COVID-19 to a nation that had previously been living virus-free. Indeed, officials expressed concern to relief workers that an outbreak of the virus could represent a bigger danger to Tonga than the tsunami, which killed three people and left dozens homeless. Foreign nations have been lining up to deliver aid, with ships and planes arriving from Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Britain, and China. Since the pandemic began, Tonga had previously reported just a single case of the virus last October. The Canadian province of Quebec is scrapping a plan that would make adults who refuse COVID-19 vaccines to pay a special health contribution, according to its premier, as he announced it on Tuesday, saying the idea is too divisive. The Prime Minister of Quebec unveiled the proposed measure last month, saying those who choose to avoid inoculation should help cover the extra cost imposed on the health system by the coronavirus. Experts said the idea would go against the spirit of Canada's universal public health system. The Prime Minister said he was worried about the divisions that COVID-19 and measures introduced to fight it had caused in Quebec, the second most populous of the 10 provinces. Quebec and neighboring Ontario, which together account for around 61% of the country's population, are starting to lift restrictions amid signs that the Omicron variant has peaked. A man who plowed his car into a knife attacker in an attempt to stop him from stabbing a woman has been freed without charge, British police said Tuesday. More than 75,000 people had signed a petition urging police not to charge the driver, who was arrested for allegedly knocking down a knife attacker, calling him a hero and saying he, quote, shouldn't be charged with murder. The 26-year-old was detained on January 24th in Northwest London after a man stabbed his ex-wife in broad daylight on a busy street. Shocked bystanders had tried unsuccessfully to stop the man from attacking until he was struck by a car. Both the man and the woman were pronounced dead at the scene. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.